The Joy Unleashed show empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy. We provide tools, resources, and connections to help you unlock your true potential through engaging conversations, expert insights, and transformative stories. We create a vibrant and inclusive community where women can break free from the limitations that hold them back. I'm Joyologist Colleen Greco, and it is my honor to be your host. Let's get right into the show. If you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you don't quite know your purpose, or maybe you know it, but you just can't find the path toward it. If you're uncomfortable in your own skin and want to finally master self-love, then we need to talk. I'm Colleen Greco, and I'm your Joyologist. I help women just like you to reclaim the joy they feel is missing in their life through mindset coaching and nutrition coaching. Whether you have weight to lose or simply need to get your gut in check, I've got you. We'll work together to retire limiting beliefs. Those are the stories that are keeping you from your purpose. I need you to hear me. Those are the stories that we need to get rid of in order to get you on your path to your purpose. We will work together to get you that life you've always dreamed of. It would be my honor to connect with you. Reach out to me via Instagram at @ColleenGreco or email Colleen@ColleenGreco.com. Let's get you back to the show. Welcome back to another episode of Joy Unleashed. I'm your host, Colleen Greco, and your resident joyologist. And today I am so excited to invite Nadine Malone to the show. Hello, Hi. Nadine. How are Hi. You today?
I'm doing great, Colleen. It's so nice to finally meet you. Joyologist, what a fun title. I can't wait to hear about you too.
It's my little victory dance. You know, it's like when you're sitting in the chair, there's not a lot you can do, but you can do a little bop.
Oh, yeah. Going. I got the bop. We could do the wobble, the Cupid shuffle.
Nadine, I'm so excited to have you on today. Please give the listeners and the viewers, because this is a TV show and a podcast, a sense of who Nadine is and what lights you up every day.
Oh, wow. So who Nadine is, I'm a Jersey girl, born in Jersey at age 6. I moved to Texas at age 14. I knew I wanted to be a certified wedding planner. So I worked my way through hospitality industry and then getting into the wedding industry. I did go to school through Weddings Beautiful Worldwide and graduated on Christmas Day in 2000. And then started my own company as a wedding planner. And then I guess that was 4 years after I started doing photography and been going at it for a very long time, way over 20 years, and capturing people's wonderful moments. It's been great. So I am a mom. I have two wonderful kids. One is she's going to be 22 tomorrow. So happy birthday, wow. Mallory. And then my son, he's 11. So that age gap, no, that was not planned. But I love them both. I have two dogs, Abby and Gizmo. And I have a loving boyfriend right now, so which is great. So, but life has been great in Texas. I'm staying out of cold weather, and I started a podcast last April, and it really has come through my heart. I tried to do a company a while back and called it Wedcast, where I wanted to go interview all these event specialists and make it into a commercial, kind of like the YouTube platform. The problem was it was too expensive for the vendor, and it wasn't fair to ask the money of it. Podcast world came about. I still didn't think anything of it. I was doing meetup, and I remember one day I got a call from a lady in a different state. Well, why aren't you doing a podcast? And it got the ball rolling and everything. And I was like, maybe I'll look into this, you know? So I did. And a little bit of magic happened to get it up and rolling. That's the best I can say. And then it was April, and I decided to call it Keep Hope Alive because my niche was not only coming from people in the event industry, but it was doctors, authors, therapists, life coaches. And I was like, okay, I got a lot of people. I do have good sponsors. I was like, what am I going to call this? And I remember I was driving in the car and the lyrics came on of a song, Keep Hope Alive. And I was like, ooh, by Nadine. Nobody really has my name out there. Keep Hope Alive by Nadine. So we got it rock and rolling. I did a few. I enjoyed it so much. The real me was coming out and I loved that. And people were being heard. My best friend that she just passed away, unfortunately. Her name is Charity. I've known her for 5 years, but it was like every day at 5 o'clock, we would just call, talk random and be like, we wish we could be heard, but that covered medical, relationships, family. It just covered everything. So I have a part of Keep Hope Alive called Being Heard. And I dedicate that to her because you know what? The world needs to be heard. But we're doing really good. Way over 100 episodes right now. And they keep coming and I'm so joyful for that. See, we got joyful in there.
joyful. There's always room for a joyful plug. I love that. And yes. Truly, like everybody, it's almost a little cliche when people say everybody has a story, everybody deserves to be heard, but it's true. I mean, we are hardwired as humans for connection and we connect to each other through stories. And while there's a lot of great and then not so great medical advice, as you know, and we can get into that later. And there's a lot of opinions, great and not so great. There's really no power like the power of storytelling and the power of understanding maybe why somebody is the way that they are and how maybe the shifts and the changes they've made have led them down the path to their purpose. I mean, I know for me, my job, I was in corporate IT marketing in a leadership role for 26 years. How did I become a joyologist, right? I took that leap. I made that conscious and bold for me anyway, choice. But that's because I had to be true to myself. Mm-hmm. But that has inspired so many other people because they've always had that little voice saying, no, I should stay small. I should stay small. And it's like, no, the whole point of life is to test things and retest and try different doors. I was just having this conversation with somebody earlier about I've tried certain doors and they're not working. Well, that's because they're not my door. And that is where so many lessons are learned and where your growth comes from. Would you agree?
Yes, I do agree to that. You know, right now I'm looking for a full-time job, but I never want to go back and say to myself, maybe I should take less. And then I was like, I shouldn't be thinking that way. Look at where I'm at right now. You know, I've been a marketing director and everything. And look at what 2024 is bringing. Podcasts, people doing interviews. I looked at one website and there was a link on this company, people who they interviewed with, a long list. That makes me want to reach out to them even more. But I think where I did a little test run was I talked to somebody who was a lot older and I said, yeah, I do a podcast. And he's like, no, you mean a vlog. And I was like, no, a podcast. And he's like, so you write. And I'm like, no, I had to explain what a podcast was. And he goes, you know what? I would never spend time watching a podcast. And he was honest. And I go, well, you know what? I just put my earbuds in, lay down and listen to the messages. You know, yeah. You don't have to watch it, but you know, there's so many different generations, you know, and people doing different things just before bed. I look at my pattern. It's usually like audible. I'll listen to a good book or watching TikTok videos to make me laugh. So,
well, and that's the reality too, is not every single person out there is fit for your show. They're not your audience. And that is so okay. And I think a lot of people have not come to that understanding or realization yet that they're just not your people. Not everybody is, but they're the people that are your people are tuning in, they're listening, they're feeling inspired, they're getting information. And that's the part that really matters. And that's what also matters to your sponsors. So as you're, you know, developing this podcast, is this when you moved away from the wedding industry and focused more on photography?
I'm still doing it all.
Nice. I love it. I love it. We must see some of the greatest stories unfold and then maybe some runaway bride situations. So tell me the funniest thing that happened as you were maybe the coordinator, because I've seen the movie with Jennifer Lopez and it's like,
oh yeah, that is so my movie. Yeah, that is me in a nutshell. And then I call myself runaway bride also. So it was like, if I ever get married again, I'm going to have the white horse and wear sneakers and just dart if I'm not feeling it. But I let everybody know if I'm dating them and it's serious. I go, I don't mean to be that way. But, you know, a lot of it, I've been through hard times too. But so, I mean, there's one that does come to mind, and I just hope I don't get in trouble for anything. I mean, there's so many different
ones. Change their name. All you have to do is change
no names.
Name.
So let's see. This was, I think, last year. Yeah. And I got hired. It was a little bit last minute, and I brought my business partner and everything. And I went upstairs to go meet her. She was with her makeup artist and everything. And I have to laugh because there's joy in this, even though it was a little wrong. So I told her, hi, I'm Nadine. I'm your photographer. She's like, nice meeting you. And then I was still there getting my camera ready. But she said out loud to her makeup artist, I had another photographer, but they were getting too expensive with us, so we had to go the cheaper route. And like a part of me was like, I wanted to go, hello, I'm right in front of you. Like, so, you know, doing this over 20 years, you learn it's going to be okay. You're here to do a job and capture their day. And I was like, you know what? My pictures are excellent. So there's, you know, every event you do, let's just put this out there, there is always something that will go wrong. But this day, it was so weird. When she got married, we did the ceremony, we got all the pictures outside, we're coming back in. The caterer forgot it was her wedding day. There was no food.
Oh no.
It breaks my heart, but there's stories of things coming around and everything. And I remember another one where I had to do a wedding in Dallas, and I'm corny. I will let anything happen to me just to capture the good picture. And I was outdoors and a beautiful tree with the tulle and everything. And I was like, if I lay down and capture this up, it's going to be perfect. I did that and I was laying in fire ants. I got bit. I didn't show
I
it.
You did.
I kept going. But I mean, so yeah, I could go on and on and on about different stories. But, you know, it's fun being in the industry. I do want to continue being in the industry. I ran networking groups before it to help everybody connect. And there's just a whole different outlook on the wedding industry right now. And One of my sponsors is Naomi Butler. She runs the Dallas Bridal Show. She's amazing. She's been doing this for years and years, but bringing people together like that and showing them the different vendors and showcasing their work, walking around, seeing their fashion show. I couldn't believe, well, I guess I can believe it. Black wedding gowns are coming in style this year. So I learned
Wow.
something new. Yeah.
Not for me, but good choice for those. And actually, there was what was it on Selling Sunset? One of the cast members on Selling Sunset wore a black wedding dress, and it was black everything. And it was like
Yeah.
shocking. Like it looked like she was walking to her death. And I don't know if they're still married several years later, but I was like, this is a precursor. I can't say that I would ever wear it, but if it works for them, good.
Yeah, definitely. I had a lady, she had a black with white polka dots for a dress with red roses. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So people go on getting married. It needs to be the fairy tale. It could do this, but you can do everything on a budget too.
So
And
true.
I always have my eye out like at the shows, who is going to have the best deal? And then I learned my lesson. I need to elope. I want to be on the beach and have a honeymoon combined wedding ceremony right there, one price.
Oh, and
So,
it's so true. Like in anything in life, there is no like recipe that you need to follow. It's whatever, works for you and your significant other. And for some people, that isn't even marriage. So it's all good. Give me an idea of a time in your life where you were faced with a an obstacle, but rather than choose the woe is me, sort of more victim mentality, you decided to face it head on and find joy on the other side.
Well, let's talk about this. I'll bring it up on your show. So, back in 2017, I was engaged to my best friend. On Christmas Eve, he asked to borrow my camera to go take pictures of his family. And I said yes. So he took my big backpack, my extra lens, my extra flashes, all the chips, everything. He never came back. He never came back.
Like ever, like
So,
he left and took your camera and like stole it.
yeah. So when we were together, I was given this other camera from my friend, and I said, I will train you on this one, but also learn this one because I was going to have him as a second shooter to help me out with my weddings and stuff. Oh my goodness. So here's the fun part. I turned everything into Collin County and waiting through the process and everything. One day there was a knock on my door, and I went to the door and are you Nadine? I'm like, yeah. And there was this big envelope, and I was like, okay. And I signed and I took it and I saw the word Judge Judy on it, and I just laughed. And I put it on the top of my desk. I did not open it. I just sat it there and I just did not open it for like 3 or 4 weeks. And I go, okay, I'm ready. Let's open this. Opened it. It was legit. I was just like, first thought was like, why would she want my case? So I called the number and it was very legit. And I remember the first time I turned them down, they pitched it again. I go, okay, when do I fly out? So yes, I was on Judge Judy. Talk about anxious, heart throbbing, beating. Like you're really close when you're on stage next to, my ex at the time, but I wasn't scared of Judge Judy. That was the amazing thing. I wasn't scared of the case, and whatever it was going to be, it was going to be because I know I didn't do anything wrong. All my stuff was stolen, and I learned that this serial numbers, when you get that, register it right away. That's my biggest lesson.
But I'm still stuck on the fact that you're on Judge Judy. How did you, from filing criminal charges, make it onto a TV show? Don't you have to apply to be on the show?
Yeah, but I didn't apply. I'm certain. I think they go through some records. Like, they'll see who they want. It was Christmas Eve when my camera got stolen. It was my main source of income. Wedding photographer, got kids, story fits. So I've been a rerun a couple times. But, you know, that was the process of my health journey. I didn't look anything like I did when I was on TV. So, but, you know, it was a very big learning lesson. I did win my case. You know, I took joy out of that too. I didn't let it stop me. I remember when we got back from leaving the studio, I had the greatest time. My business partner, he was like, I'm so tired. He stayed there. But he gave me money to go out, and I went to Hollywood Boulevard. And my driver was nice. He showed me the big Hollywood sign. He was like, I'll take you for free to show you there. And then I got dropped off, and I'm walking around and saw Edward Scissorhands. He's like, I'm going to cut your hair. I was like, cool, I'm going to tape this, you know. But he didn't really cut my hair. But I remember I decided to go on a 2-hour bus drive. And it was one of those, I had my camera with me, and it was like a welcome back camera moment. And I did a photo shoot of California tour. So I look back at those pictures and I feel rewarded, a sense of peace, love, joy. Don't be scared of things that happen in life too. You know, I never knew I was going to be on Judge Judy, honestly. So, but it was something that did happen, and I followed my heart to go through with it. But you got the story, girl. I was never going to tell anybody, but, you know, I'm just going to come out there and say it. So
nice. I love it. So what's next for you? I mean, you're going to keep doing the show, which is awesome. You're going to keep up your photography business.
Yes.
Now you're looking into something new. So what does that look like for you?
You know, that's a good question. I've applied to a few places right now. I did have an interview, but I didn't want that job at all. So I nicely left. So it's just kind of the process of going through these steps again and looking for work. It was funny because I actually called a company, but it was sent to a different company. And he's like, well, what do you do? I go, well, sales and marketing. He's like, well, I have a flooring company. And I go, well, I've sold baths and gutters before and sunshade. I can do this. I can sell anything. So he asked for, you know, my resume and everything. So I'm waiting to hear back from that. But it's different. I definitely want to still stick in the events and everything. And it's just got to be that drive, that push, and getting out there again. However, with the blink of an eye, I see a lot of things changing. The podcast, I know, is going to keep growing. So, you know, quite honestly, how do you go to a new job and say, hey, I have a successful podcast now. Like, I am doing that on the side, just so you know. I'm going to be honest with whoever hires me, but they need to know that about me too.
Of course. Yeah. Those are the boundaries and the terms that you have.
Now, I think in the corporate world, it would be smart to hire a podcast for their company, and they strictly do podcasts and interviewing to help benefit their company. That's just what I'm saying.
You may start with your sponsors. They already know you.
Yeah, definitely. I will get that out. So I got a lot of ones. We took on, we have lifeonrecord.com, Snap Bands, which I have mine on right now. It says Hope, but they are definitely great. And then, of course, our friend Marcus, he's amazing with his podcast too and professional speaking, but you know, anywhere from psychics, Bryce Harney is a magician. It just goes on. I have this laundry list of great, great people, great sponsors. And, you know, even if they're not a sponsor, I have people also backing me up and saying, what you're doing is helping the world.
I love it.
It makes you feel good inside, like, you know, knowing you love this already. It's a passion and you're out there doing great things. You can wake up every morning with a smile on your face. So, but yeah, I mean, you have the same position as me with joy.
Joy everywhere. I am so thankful that you came on the show today and really enjoyed our conversation. Any parting words before we wrap?
Well, I want to tell people in the world, don't be scared to tell your story. If you're holding on to something hurtful that's pulling you back, reach out to somebody. You know, I tell people also to look at my website. There's probably a story that would relate to maybe what they're going through. Is it okay if I tell my website?
Of course.
Okay. It's www.keephopealivepodcast.com. So with everybody talking, whether it's life coaches, there's people, it's either hard stories or really good stories, but there's stories of domestic abuse, sexual abuse, and grief and loss, how to get over it, life coaches, happiness coaches, and then you've got joyful ones. Like I had a couple walk on Route 66 and they spread the word of the Bible to people they passed. But the one thing, I got a lot of authors, so I created a store link too. I feel like a little Barnes and Noble, so you can watch the podcast and go buy their book right after.
Beautiful. And
yeah. That's so awesome. But just be true to yourself. Don't lose hope. Just keep going. You got to have faith, joy, hope. And check me out, I guess.
I love it. Thank you so much, Nadine. I really appreciate you being on the show today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being your guest for today.
And that's another episode of Joy Unleashed. Be sure to check out my YouTube channel and subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode.
Thank you for tuning in to Joy Unleashed. As always, it's my honor to be your host and joyologist, Colleen Greco. Follow me at The Colleen Greco on Instagram for daily motivation and inspiration. And don't forget to leave my show a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, sisters.